Funny story. That's not usually how you would start an explanation of why you're lying in a pool of bat feces and blood, but the blood is my own, so it is pretty funny. So anyways, back to the story. I was watching TV late one night, and I was kinda hungry. I really wanted some Cool Ranch Doritos, but didn't have any. All of a sudden, I saw something out of the corner of my eye that looked like a butterfly. That should have been the first clue that something wasn't right. I mean, how often do butterflies fly through your living room? Anyway, this butterfly was fluttering around my living room. Its wings looked like they were made of Cool Ranch Doritos. How awesome is that? That's what I was in the mood for! Now this should have been the second clue that something was wrong. I mean, it's one thing to have a random butterfly in your house, but one that has wings made of Cool Ranch Doritos? Beyond the physical impossibility of a butterfly actually flying with wings as heavy as ones made from corn chips. I mean, seriously, would you eat butterfly wings? Well, at that moment, I sure wanted to. So I jumped up and started to chase the butterfly around the room. The damn thing was crafty. I could never quite get my hands on it. I must have broken every lamp and chair in the place swinging at that thing. Then it flew out the open window. But I wasn't going to let some free butterfly wing Cool Ranch Doritos just fly away like that. So I ran out after it, screaming in frustration at it. Come here, you damn flying snack! I just want to eat your wings, then you can leave! Again, this is something that should have got my attention. I mean, who in their right mind would scream as they ran down their street? Well, no one seemed to mind. In fact, all the neighborhood dogs were in their front yards, and they lined the street and barked as I went by. It was almost like they were cheering for me. They must have all tried to catch that stupid butterfly as well. It just made me more determined. But I just couldn't get a hold of that flying snack. I chased it all over, into parts of my neighborhood I didn't even recognize. I chased the thing so far we ended up in the woods. But the trees in these woods had snacks on them too. But lame snacks, like Fig Newtons and oatmeal cookies. So I wasn't about to stop chasing the Cool Ranch butterfly to pick up some of these easy-to-get healthy snacks. So what's this now? The fourth clue that maybe I should stop and really assess my situation? Fig Newton and oatmeal cookie trees? Really? Anyways, back to the butterfly. I climbed up a small rock cliff to follow it and continued the chase. Then the ground below me started to get slippery. I looked down and realized I was walking through a small pond of nacho cheese. That was it. This would be perfect. I had to get that damn butterfly now, while I had the nacho cheese to go with it. So I yelled at it again. I'm going to rip your wings off and dip them in this nacho cheese! I made a mad dive for the butterfly and just missed it. I vaguely remember some loud noises and banging and lots of pain at this point, but passed out before I could really tell what happened. This might be a good time to point out that I sleepwalk, and it seems pretty real to me at sometimes. So, I woke up in the aforementioned pool of bat feces and blood. The bat feces is what I thought was nacho cheese. Thank God I didn't catch the butterfly. Ugh.